Hurricane Ivan could be the most powerful storm to strike the U.S. Gulf Coast since 1969. Back then, it was Camille crossing the Gulf of Mexico to the Mississippi shore. That storm killed 143 people and damaged or destroyed about 50,000 homes. Hurricane Ivan is now sending wind and rain to the same region and has already spawned tornadoes in Florida. NPR's John Hamilton has spent the day at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. And John, tell us what you know about these tornadoes.
Well, what I've heard is that there have been tornadoes in the Florida Panhandle, and there were reports that two people are dead. They had expected tornadoes to be a part of this hurricane, and in fact, they're forecasting more for Georgia and Alabama, and of course, more in the Panhandle.
Now, the expectation is that this storm might lose some strength today. Is that in fact what's happened?
Not yet. The problem is that this is a really big storm, and the bigger the storm is, the less quickly it changes. So it's still a Category 4 storm. The sustained winds are still around 135 miles an hour, and it might decrease a little bit. It certainly will as it hits land, but that's going to be after it's already hit. It's also a huge storm. It's about 200 miles across the hurricane force winds, and so that means that a very, very large section of the coast is going to be subject to these heavy winds and damage.
And the center of that storm, the eye, has appeared to be headed for the coast of Alabama. Is that still the case?
Yes, it's still headed for Mobile, going into Mobile Bay. And it's now less than 100 miles from the Alabama coast, moving north at about 12 miles an hour. So at that rate, it's going to reach there sometime tonight or very early tomorrow morning. And from there, it's likely to head up north through Alabama and gradually turn eastward.
There's been a lot of concern that as this storm approaches about New Orleans, which is below sea level. What's the prognosis for New Orleans?
Well, they're lucky in a couple of ways. For the first reason, they haven't been subject to a direct hit. People had feared for a long time that a storm like this could go directly into New Orleans, and that's not happening this time. It's staying out in the Gulf. The other thing that is going to work in their favor is the fact that this storm is passing to their right, in other words, to their east. And storms like this turn in a counterclockwise direction, and so as they head north, the eastern side is always the more powerful. And so with New Orleans being on the west side, it's not going to get as hard a hit as it would if it were passing on the other side.
Still a hurricane warning from Louisiana through Mississippi, Alabama, and to parts of the Panhandle in Florida. What kind of damage is likely along the coast there?
Well, you're going to have three parts to the damage. The first thing will be this enormous storm surge. They're saying that tides could rise to 16 feet above normal in some areas. And in the Florida Panhandle and in parts of Alabama and around Mobile, things are very, very low. So 16 feet would just put a huge amount of stuff underwater. The next problem you're going to have is the rain. They're talking about 10 or 15 inches of rain. And so as the storm moves inland, it's going to cause flooding that way. And, of course, the third thing is the tornadoes that have already started arriving.
Now, John, we've been talking about Hurricane Ivan, but there's another storm on the way. What do you know about Jean?
Well, Jean is still a tropical storm, but just barely. Its winds are just below the threshold to be called a hurricane. It's right now moving westward across Puerto Rico, where it's dropped a lot of rain, and it's heading toward Florida at about 10 miles an hour. Now, it's still a long way away, but forecasters think it could increase in strength as it heads towards Florida. What they hope is that before it gets there, it's going to swing north and go out into the Atlantic so that Florida doesn't get one more storm.
NPR's John Hamilton in Miami. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.